Hi, Dick Warwick here, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I generally write and recite poems in the genre known as cowboy poetry, a tradition dating back perhaps 150 years in this country. This will be a poem I wrote in this style. But first, a definition. If a herd of livestock is on a range or pasture quite isolated from the main ranch, a person often stayed on site to watch over the herd. The accommodation provided, usually a small cabin, is called a line shack. And here is Christmas in a Line Shack. A cowboy in a line shack had spent some time alone. It was winter, and he had no radio, TV, or telephone. To read just old newspapers, decades out of date, that someone plastered on the walls to try to insulate. To himself, he never talked and seldom said a word, except maybe to his horse or a member of the herd. His thoughts were not profound, nor were they widely flung. He was a realist, experienced, and not what you'd call young. He knew by name the flowers, shrubs, and chaparral, the trees and grasses, and all the wildlife of the locale. He knew what geologic forces had shaped the land. The constellations, weather, too, knew them like his hand. One evening, about midnight, the cowboy stepped outside. The view arrayed before him was miles deep and wide. The moon and stars up in the sky shone as if magnified. But he didn't know, and wouldn't care, that it was the Yuletide. You see, he had no family near, no one much to care, and holidays aren't so great when there's none with whom to share. His life was pretty set. He knew what to expect. On mysteries and miracles, he didn't much reflect. Now, a line shack is a place where unusual things can happen. That Christmas Eve, it was so cold that branches were a-snapping. The sky was frozen crystal clear to the dragon and the queen, and a half-moon silver-plated in high relief the scene. It was juniper and sage, ravine and distant butte, shapes that moon and shadow might distort and convolute, or transform to waking spirits were the viewer so inclined. And so quiet, all he heard was the humming of his mind. His breath smoked out before him, and like a specter held its shape. A chill shot up his spine, lifted hairs upon his nape. He was not a man given to foreboding or to fear, but he sensed an entity in the very atmosphere. He had faced the grizzly bear and staunchly stood his ground, been swept down through the rapids where his horse and partner drowned. Call it heart or courage, it was his vital force, and yet he felt uneasy, though he couldn't name the source. And then it came upon him, a sort of dizzy spell. If he hadn't leaned against the door, he surely would have fell. His vision swam and everything in sight appeared to change. The landscape he was seeing seemed to rearrange. The hills appeared more rounded, canyons not so deep. Clumps of sage transformed themselves into flocks of sheep. Junipers turned into tents encamped upon the plain. A spread-out bunch of cattle became a camel train. Voices drifted to him, but he couldn't catch their gist, though he heard them as distinctly as if he were in their midst. Cliffs off by the river became a mud-walled town, and above it all, a single brilliant star flamed brightly down. Then he saw, right near at hand, within his horse's shed, some people dressed in robes, kneeling round a sort of bed, where a mother and her baby lay, and well he reckoned who, for she was gleaming like a lamp, and the babe was spanking new. The cowboy gazed as in a trance at this unique tableau, and the cold that had infused him gave way to a warm glow. A voice, it may have been his own, spoke out, "O blessed be," but a different voice responded, "And likewise thee." He came to inside the cabin some time later by the moon, and recalled what he had seen while he was in a swoon. He thought that he'd gone partly mad or had a little stroke, but that did not explain what he found when he awoke. For set upon his table was a piece of Christmas candy. He sampled it, cinnamon, molasses, touch of brandy. 'Twas a flavor he'd forgotten. And here the cowpoke smiled, recalling in a rush how it had been to be a child. He thought about his mother then, his eyes filled up with tears, supposing both his parents now were dead for many years. He'd had a sister, two brothers. Where were they tonight? He vowed come spring he'd try to find a way to reunite. He recalled past Christmas wonder, the love and, yes, the joy that had filled him on this holy day when he was just a boy. It slipped his mind, those early years he'd left so far astern, before he signed onto a cattle drive and never did return. It all welled up within him, and he wondered if, just maybe, 'tweren't the candy that had caused it, but the sight of that new baby. The sweet he sampled sparingly. He used it as a treat, till over several days his recollections were complete. Now he never did discover by whose hand the gift was placed, but always, ever after, he could call to mind the taste. Christmas in a Line Shack. I'm Dick Warwick.